Praise the Lord for His grace and mercy. Let's open our Bible to Isaiah chapter 42 and let us read from verse 1 to verse 4. The title of the message is The Servant of the Lord. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I'll put my spirit on him and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on earth. In his law the Iceland will put their hope. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask you to anoint this time and send your word with the power of the Holy Spirit. Anoint my lips and help me, Lord, to deliver your message to your people. We pray, O God, that you will take this message with the power of the Holy Spirit and bring it, Lord, to those who are waiting to hear your word and to know your will. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Master. We pray that the message will be clear, O God, to your people, Lord. We thank you and we praise you. Let your message bring hope, help, assurance, and strength, O God. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Master. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This is a prophecy, the book of Isaiah, speak about the servant of the Lord. And this prophecy speak about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is God the Son and He is the servant of the Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ, He died on the cross for our sin. And His life is an example for us, and it portrayed to us the characters that the Lord wants to see in our life. This message, it speaks about the Lord Jesus Christ, but as we are a follower of Christ, what Jesus, the way He lived and behaved, and His character should be seen in each and every one of us who want to live His life for the Lord and serve Him. The Lord says, He is my servant whom I have chosen. Matthew 12, the same prophecy had been repeated in the book of Matthew 12, 18 to 21. Here is my servant whom I have chosen. Some people, they say that God did not choose. God called each and everyone. But when you respond to the call of God, then you are chosen by the Lord. Not that the Lord did not choose you, but you make a decision not to follow Christ and not to respond to His call. The Lord say, here is my servant. God wants you to be His servant. God particularly speak to you today to be His servant. You may serve your ambition, your future, your family. You may serve your boss, and you may serve certain people, or you are have a commitment to certain group or sect. But the Lord say, here is my servant. God want you specifically to serve Him. The one I love. The Lord love those who are faithful to Him, in whom I delight. God want us to live in such a life and to serve Him in such a way that His love for us will prove that we are worthy of that love. Prove that we are faithful to Him, in whom I delight. The Lord delight in His people who serve Him, who pray, who are faithful to Him. The Lord say, I will put my spirit on him, and he will proclaim justice to the nations. The Lord Jesus Christ proclaimed justice. There is no justice apart from the cross of Jesus. God call us also to live and to proclaim justice. The servant of the Lord, in his love, there is no favoritism, there is no injustice, there is no abuse, there is no corruption. There is no way to take other people's rights and belonging. We are called to live according to God's word. We are called not to harm others. We are called not to take other people's belongings and right. How we can proclaim justice and we abuse and we oppress other and take their belongings and take their rise. I will put my spirit on him, and he will proclaim justice to the nation. God call us to proclaim justice, to proclaim the word of God, to proclaim that Jesus is Lord. He died for our sin, and there is no righteousness apart from the blood of Jesus and the cross of Jesus. To everyone, those around us, and those who are far away, of all the nation, we have to be upright. We have to practice justice in our decisions, and we have not to show partiality or favoritism. The other character of the servant of the Lord, he will not quarrel or cry out. The servant of the Lord, he will not quarrel, he will not keep on fighting. He will not go into strifes and quarrel and painful crisis. He will try his best, and we need to try our best to go away from quarreling or fighting. He will not quarrel or cry out. We will not cry out to the people here and there, and people hear our cry and our pain. We say that those they took our right, and we cry, but we cry out to God. In our prayer, we cry out to Him. If we have pain and somebody harm us, somebody did bad to us, we may speak little about it, but we continue to cry out to God, like the parable of the persistent widow, who keeps saying, grant me justice against my adversary. We will not cry out to people or continue to complain to people, but we will cry out to God. No one will hear his voice in the streets. The servant of the Lord do the work of God quietly, calmly. There's no one who will hear him. He is not using his mouth to boast or show off or high voice, or he want to attract attention, but he will do the work quietly. No one will hear his voice in the streets. He speak quietly, calmly. He proclaimed the good news. He reached the lost. He hear the voice of God and the leading of the Holy Spirit, and go to the people that God had asked him to go and speak or do what the Lord want him to do for them. A bruised reed he will not break. He will not use his power to break or to dismantle. He will not use force. He will not use flesh to push the work of God or to get his right. He will not fight. He will not use his muscle power. He will not kick, or he will not do fist fighting. He will not use a weapon. He will not use things to fight. He will not use his own power, the word of God say, and teach us, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit, say the Lord. Even a smoldering wick, he will not snuff out. He will not do to snuff out a candle, but he wait for God to work and go ahead of him and combat the evil forces and combat the enemy. He waited upon God, and he waited to see the Holy Spirit move ahead of him, to see and to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit moving ahead of him. Then he follow and move behind the Holy Spirit. Moses said to the Lord, "If your presence will not go before us, don't send us, and we will not move. Because if we will move before the movement of the Holy Spirit, we are just using our flesh. In his name, the nation will put their hope." We proclaim the word of God. We proclaim Jesus Christ, and we direct the people not to us, but to the Lord Jesus Christ, to put their hope in the Lord. As we serve God, we will find people like us and love us, but we should direct them not to us. We should direct them to the word of God, to the promises of the Lord, and also we should direct them to the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father and the God the Holy Spirit, and to put their trust fully on them. Book of Philippians, chapter 2, we will discuss more and we read more about the characters of the servant of the Lord. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 onward, we will read, "Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped." Jesus is God, but he did not boast. He did not lord over the people. He did not threaten the people with his position and authority. That is the servant of the Lord, but made himself nothing. Every one of us, he want to make himself something. But the word of God tells us that the servant of the Lord should humble himself and made himself nothing. Is not that to be nothing is nothing, but to be nothing is that you decrease and he increase. You decrease and Christ increase. The people should see God, not you. People should see Christ, not you. Taking the very nature of a servant, God's servant is to take the nature of the servant, not the nature of the boss. People, they don't like to be servant. They want to be a master. They want to be boss. They want to be something. But the word of God says the servant of the Lord should not try to build up his own kingdom, but the kingdom of God. He is to take the servant nature. He is to be servant, not to ask people to serve him, but he serves the people. We are called to serve the people, not the people to serve us. Being made in a human likeness and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself. He became like a man. He is God. He humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. The third character of the servant of the Lord, he humbled himself. Christ himself take the decision to humble himself. Sometimes people, they humble themselves not because that is their decision, because their pride was crushed by God and they have no way than to humble themselves. But before God would humble us, we need to take a decision to humble ourselves, to correct ourselves. If we are at wrong, if we are at error, no need to go on and boast and go with our pride, but to humble ourselves. So these are the characters that we find. Did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. He did not allow anyone to see that he is something. He made himself nothing. He took the nature of servant and he himself humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross. These all characters that God wants to see in our life. You may say, I will be a loser if I will follow all these things, because to tell you the truth, the standard of the world is opposite what the Word of God it teaches us. Everyone wants to make himself something. He wants to be the master. He wants the people to serve him. He does not want to serve. And he exalts himself. But as we follow Christ's example, as Christ was lifted up by God and exalted, and all his right and due to him was being restored and given, the same would be happen to us. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. If we humble ourselves, God will lift us up. But if we exalt ourselves, God will put us down. Studying more about characters of the servant of the Lord, we find that we need to respond to God's call. We need to be assured and sure that as we respond to God's call and obey, we become God's servant, God's chosen servant. As we obey the Lord, continue to obey and humble ourselves, the Lord will delight in us. We should not quarrel or fight or raise up our voices, but we should be strong in prayer and crying out to God, not to the people. We should not use our own power to break or to cancel rules or to fight, but we rely and wait upon the work of the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit, that the Lord will work on our behalf and defend us and bring our rights to us. That the Lord will do miracles that confirm to the people that He is God and we are His servant. We need to behave like the Lord Jesus Christ. Our character and attitude, your mind should be the same that of Christ Jesus. That not allow anyone to grasp or consider that you are something, but you make yourself nothing, no resistance. You have to be obedient so that lost they will see Christ in you. They can see and they can enjoy the grace of God that God will send to them through you and through your ministry. You have to humble yourself and be fully obedient to the Lord. In the book of Mark, let's move now to the book of Mark, as we are speaking about the servant of the Lord. Mark chapter 15, verse 21. The Lord, as we know, He lived 3.5 years. He evangelized. He disciples certain people who respond to His call. He did miracles. He showed His disciples the way to live. Finally, the Lord was brought on the cross to be crucified to take away the sin of the world. While He was carrying the cross, He was led to go to the place to be crucified, the place that called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. After they flogged Him, He would not be able to carry the cross. We read in Mark chapter 15, verse 21, a certain man from Cyrene, Simon, the father of Alexander and Rufus, was passing by on his way in from the country, and they forced him to carry the cross. We may meditate on this verse. Here we find that this man was a passing by. He was passing and he is on journey, so he is heading for journey or mission or certain purpose he need to achieve. A journey from city to city, town to town, village to city, city to village. He is traveling. He has responsibility. The Bible says here he has two children. He is a father of two sons, so he has a family and responsibility. All of a sudden, the soldiers stop him, and they told him to carry the cross. They force him to carry the cross. The Bible did not say anything if he, what he responds, but he said the Bible that they force him. It means that it looked like something that is unhappy things to do. Things that he was not prepared, or he is not yet, he is not ready to do such things, or his mind was not ready. But they forced him to carry on the cross. Sometime in serving the Lord or living your life for God, you may be forced to do something you don't like. You may be squeezed to do something you don't like. The question here, who are the people who force him? Who force Simon to do such things? You may answer the soldiers. But who is behind the soldier? Who called this man to carry the cross? It's not the soldier, but God himself. Sometimes you may ask and you may question, why me, Lord? Why me, Lord? Why I should carry? Why you, not other people? Why not other person? That it might be the response of Simon. Or your response, or your question, or my question. But the servant of the Lord, he must realize that is God who called him to do this task. Sometimes we grumble, sometimes we quarrel, sometimes we speak negatively, or we complain and argue, and we try to escape the responsibility. But we forget that is the Lord who call us to do that. Luke chapter 14 and verse 27. The Lord say, and anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. Carrying the cross. The cross is heavy, 30 or 40 kilo. Have to carry it on the back. Your clothes may be unclean. Your back may be scratched. You may be having other appointment. Or you have your own plan, your own agenda. You are moving in certain direction, but all of a sudden, God use certain circumstances or cruelty or rough people to attract his attention, to attract your attention for him to go on and serve him. The one who calls Simon, the one who called you, the one who called me is not the soldiers, is not the people, is not the church, is not the pastors. But God himself calling you to save him. Can Simon say no to God? Or can you say no to God? It is not enough that God sent his son to take away the sin, our sins. It is not enough that Jesus make his body the way for us to reach God. It is too much. If you will carry the cross, Jesus did not say to us, you go and die, but he said to us, carry the cross, the responsibility, the commitment, to move out of the comfort zone, to move away from our own plan and ambition. If Simon would say, why me, Lord? The Lord would tell him, I give my son to you. And Jesus will tell him, I die for you. The Lord will say, I give you family. I give you good health. I give you strength. I give you life. I give you children. I give you wife. It is too much for you to save me. In the book of Malachi, the Lord is disclosing something to you. Malachi chapter 3, verse 14 onward. You have said it is futile to serve God. What did we gain by carrying out His requirements and going about like mourners before the Lord Almighty? But now we call the arrogant blessed. Certainly the evildoers prosper, and even those who challenge God escape. Then those who fear the Lord talk with each other, and the Lord listen and hear. As a scroll of remembrance was written in His presence concerning those who fear the Lord and honored His name, they will be mine. You have said harsh things against the Lord. You say it is futile to serve the Lord, but the Lord is saying to those who serve Him, to those who follow Him, to those who carry the cross, they will be mine, says the Lord Almighty. In the day when I make up my treasured possessions, I will spare them, just as in compassion a man spares his son who serves him. And you will again see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not. The Lord call you, don't escape. God's calling, carry the cross, don't crumble, don't look to the commitment and the responsibility that God called you, but look to what He had given to you from abundant a blessing in this life and the life to come, eternity. Come to the Lord in a prayer, repent and thank Him. Repent of all your sin, your bad attitude, your roughness, your rudeness, and ask God to change you and transform you, and ask God to give you more fruit of the Holy Spirit, to be kind, joyful, gentle, persevering, self-control, faithful, loving to the Lord and to His work, and to do His will and to stand firm to the end. Father, we thank and praise You for Your goodness and Your faithfulness. Thank You for Your word and Your message that speak to Your people, Your goodness and Your faithfulness. We bless You, Jesus. We bless You, Master. Lord, I pray for each and everyone who responds to Your call. Bless this man. Bless this brother. Bless this sister. And use them as Your servant, O God. Give them more fruit of the Holy Spirit. Give them more perseverance. Give them more patience. Give them more endurance and tolerance. And bless them, Lord, beyond measure, O God. Lord, go before them, Lord, and help them in the responsibility that You entrust to us. Lord, help us in all of our responsibility. We delight to serve You, Lord. We delight not to quarrel. We delight not to fight. Help us, Lord, to be away, O God, from crying out or quarreling. Help us, Lord, not to raise up our voice, but to cry out to You day and night. Grant us justice against our adversaries. We thank You, Lord. We bless You, Master. Take Your word with the power of the Holy Spirit and bring it to the lost. And bring it to those who are longing to hear Your voice. Let Your word achieve the purpose behind which You sent Your message. We thank You, praise You. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.